At 7:05, we have a partly to mostly cloudy sky, 30 degrees in Atlantic, looking for it to be mostly sunny today with a high of 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. A hotel in western Iowa had to be evacuated for several hours after carbon monoxide levels spiked in the pool area and several guests became dizzy. KETV reports two people were taken to the hospital for treatment and two others needed oxygen at the Council Bluffs Hotel. Firefighters say carbon monoxide levels in the pool area of the Quality Inn and Suites Motel were dangerously high on Sunday. Authorities say a malfunctioning pool heater appears to be the source. Guests were allowed back in the hotel after the carbon monoxide was cleared out. One person was killed and two others, all from southeast Iowa, were injured during a crash early Sunday morning east of Stanton in Montgomery County. The Iowa State Patrol says the driver of a 2001 Oldsmobile Aurora, 23-year-old Brandon L. Perez of Fort Madison, who was wearing his seatbelt, died in the crash just west of Viking Lake State Park. Two passengers, 30-year-old Hillary J. Knox and an unidentified 3-year-old child, both of whom were Fort Madison, were ejected from the vehicle as it rolled over. Neither was wearing their seatbelts. Both were flown by helicopter to hospitals in Nebraska. The patrol says the car was traveling west on Highway 34 near Q Avenue around 2:10 a.m. when the wheel slipped off under the shoulder of the road. Perez overcorrected, causing the vehicle to cross the road and enter the south ditch where it rolled several times before coming to rest on its top. Alcohol is believed to have played a role in the crash, which remains under investigation. An Iowa man was killed in a two-vehicle crash while his brother was driving this weekend and four others were hurt. Police said the crash happened shortly after 1 a.m. Sunday in northeast Omaha. A Chevy Impala was struck by a Buick Lucerne at the intersection of 30th and Lake Streets. The Chevrolet, which was driving faster than the 30-mile-per-hour limit, spun and hit a metal pole. 21-year-old Nicholas Bywater of Pacific Junction was riding in the back seat of the Chevrolet before the crash. He was critically hurt and later died at the hospital. The Chevrolet was driven by 19-year-old Jordan Bywater of Council Bluffs. He and two other people were injured in the crash. A passenger in the Buick suffered minor injuries and the driver wasn't injured. Five people were hurt Saturday when two vehicles, one of them a Red Oak police cruiser, collided at around 3:45 p.m. The Red Oak Police Department reports Reserve Police Officer Colin M. Weaver was traveling east on Highway 34 near the intersection with Eastern Avenue when he saw a vehicle going in the opposite direction commit a traffic infraction. When Weaver attempted to negotiate a U-turn to initiate a traffic stop, the 2010 Ford Crown Victoria he was driving collided with a 2000 Ford Focus that was traveling behind him and driven by Angela Booker of Stanton. Four people in the Focus were transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for examination of possible minor injuries. They were treated and later released. Reserve Officer Weaver was also transported to the hospital for examination of possible minor injuries and toxicology screenings. He, too, was later released. Both vehicles are deemed a total loss. Red Oak Fire and Rescue, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, assisted at the scene. The accident remains under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. A man from Carroll faces a felony vehicular homicide by OWI charge in connection with a November 2014 accident just north of Coon Rapids that took the life of a passenger in his vehicle. The Carroll County Sheriff's Office issued an arrest warrant Friday for 32-year-old Jason Michael Watson of Carroll. The man was taken into custody and held at the Carroll County Jail on $75,000 bond. A complaint filed in Carroll County District Court alleges Watson did unlawfully and unintentionally cause the death of 43-year-old Yvonne Eastman of Moorhead, Minnesota, by operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage or drugs or a combination of such substances, while having an alcohol concentration of 0.08 or more. Officials say Watson was driving a 1998 Ford Explorer southbound on Velvet Avenue at around 7:30 p.m. on November 5, 2014, when he lost control of the SUV, causing it to roll several times. Eastman was ejected as the vehicle rolled over. She died from her injuries at the hospital in Carroll. Watson suffered significant injuries in her crash and was later transported from Carroll by helicopter to a hospital in Des Moines. Sheriff's officials in Adams County said Sunday a Union County man who was sought by sheriff's deputies in that county was arrested Thursday night on charges that include OWI second offense and driving while suspended. 38-year-old Robert Hyatt of Creston was taken into custody just before midnight and brought to the Adams County Jail where his bond was set at $1,000. And authorities in Pottawatomie County say a Council Bluffs man was arrested Thursday on attempted murder and other charges. According to Council Bluffs Police Department records, 54-year-old Christopher C. McNeil of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 6:10 p.m. Thursday at his residence on a warrant for attempted murder, willful injury causing bodily injury, assault, and first-degree burglary. No other details were released. In our funeral announcements, Barbara Huss, age 77, of Adair, died Thursday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab Center in Oneida. Celebration of Life services for Barbara Huss will be today at 10:30 at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Adair, with a luncheon immediately following at the Adair Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Stephen Cross, age 64, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Stephen Cross will be on Tuesday at 10 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Colette Young, age 71, of Atlantic, died March 16th at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. A memorial service for Colette Young will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Mildred Arkfeld, age 92, of Panama, died Sunday in Harlan. Funeral services for Mildred Arkfeld will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Betty Lynn Foose, age 56, of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. A memorial service for Betty Lynn Foose will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Margaret Reamer, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Margaret Reamer are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.